In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 10 weeks of grace were given to us to recover or reinforce our friendship with God. 10 weeks that just passed, 3 for preparation and 7 weeks of penance. St. Paul announced at the beginning that our life is always a running race to the desired goal. Our spiritual life is a one-to-one race, a personal race of the soul to heaven against its own fleshly body. Any day is a good day to come back to God, dear faithful. But we were given 10 weeks for that, of this most special season. And today, the glorious day, is the last day. And today, we all are losers or winners. God called everyone to pray for penance and repentance. The most important gesture and sign that our Lord communicated to us was His mercy for our fallen nature, when He said, "Watch ye and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And St. Paul reinforces that, repeating and saying to the Galatians, "For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary one to another." And to this occasion, when our Lord one day was in a certain place praying, when He ceased to pray, one of His disciples came to Him, "Lord, teach us how to pray, as St. John taught His disciples." And at that moment, our Lord taught them how to pray to God with the Our Father, especially asking God to lead us not into temptation. With these words of our Lord, it is clear that by watching and praying, temptations will not take place. Jesus knows that the first thing a person does when falls into temptation is to deny Him. A person in temptation always is in danger of denying our Lord. And that is the very thing that happens to St. Peter. Despite all the admonitions of our Lord Jesus Christ, of watching and praying, St. Peter denied our Lord 3 times, to the point that he even said that he knew not that man. That is what St. Peter said after being with our Lord for that long and seeing His miracles and listening to His doctrine. He even said, "I do not know that man." One glimpse from our suffering Jesus was enough to recall to Him again these words, "Watch ye and pray that ye enter not into temptation." And also With the same glimpse, our Lord forgave him for his denial. And from the cross, Jesus manifested his mission and power and mercy by calling everyone to repentance, by saying, "Father, forgive them, for they knew not what they do." These words of our dying Jesus moved to repentance one of the thieves being crucified with our Lord. And this man asked for forgiveness at that very last moment. And our Lord, at the very moment, granted him forgiveness and paradise at the same time. Jesus' mission on this earth was to guide us on how to be in friendship with God every day. His mission was to show us his mercy and love for us. But nevertheless, he was denied, crucified, and buried. But our dear Lord was not overcome by humanity or by the weakness of men, of fallen men. He was not oppressed by sin. He was not oppressed by darkness. And he was not conquered by death. A disciple of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea, rolled the heavy stone to bury Jesus, and an angel of God to roll it back for our Lord's resurrection. Humanity buried our Lord, but an angel unburied our Lord for his resurrection. And it was very true what our Lord told his disciples, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Now Jesus' mercy is different. Now, after his resurrection, we call it justice. We saw our Lord Jesus' mercy through his life on this earth from his heart. He manifested and forgived everyone from his heart. But now that he is resurrected, he forgives according to justice. As he says after his resurrection, "All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." That's what St. Matthew recorded of our Lord's words. But St. Mark adds a little more. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be condemned." What a difference. Now he preaches with justice. And St. Luke tells us in his Gospel that penance and remission of sins should be preached, and his name unto all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The Gospel of today is one of joy for the resurrection of Christ. But St. Paul maintains with his epistles and teachings the mission of our Savior on these masses and festivities of the resurrection of our Lord. The church with St. Paul maintains the mission of our Lord to always call to penance. As he said, St. Paul, yesterday in the vigil of Easter, "Brethren, If you have risen with Christ, see the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden within Christ. When Christ should appear, who is your life, then you also shall appear with him in glory. And today, St. Paul says, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new paste. As you are unleavened, for Christ our past is sacrifice. Therefore, let us feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the malice and wickedness, but with the bread of sincerity and truth. Christ died and resurrected once and forever. And for this we rejoice and sing with joy, alleluias, many times. With his resurrection, Christ gives us his grace to live a new life. But nevertheless, we need to maintain the practice of watching and praying to not fall into temptation. As long as we are in this life and maintain this body, we also maintain the roots of sin. The world is here as well as the devil. The 10 weeks or 2 months of the past penance, it could seem to be too long for certain people. Long and hard time for penance. But it is just a small portion of the time of each year. Every year, Resurrection Sunday is our goal, our destiny. On this day, we are either losers or winners. On this day, we come in front of God in sin or in a state of grace. We are today still in darkness or resurrected with Jesus. Life expectancy for people around in this area average 75 to 80 years old. But time goes and goes fast, as the 10 weeks of penance went fast. Life goes fast. And at the end of this life, there will be death forever or life forever. If we cannot manage to accomplish that personal race every year, how could we manage to be safe at an old age when sickness makes things more difficult? Time goes fast. And at the moment when you are about to die, are you going to be a loser or a winner? Will you be in sin or in the state of grace? Will you be in darkness or in life with Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.